there's a lot of excitement coast to coast. I mean, the Blue Jays, yeah, they're spending money more than any other team going right now, more than the Yankees, the Sox, the Dodgers, and they handed out the largest contract in team history to George Springer. And I'm sure he's aware of that
now. Team meal.
Yeah, but like, what comes with that title? Do you roll into the clubhouse and you make sure everyone knows nobody in history has been paid more than me?
Or do you get the Randy Johnson, Curt Schilling treatment, where I guess in Arizona they had these big giant chairs and everyone else had like a little weasel chair?
I want the
chair. Like a bar stool.
Yeah. I want to see if he's going to get a chair or something different. I want to know all about it.
All right, let's get to the bottom of it. Here he is from the Toronto Blue Jays. He'll be playing center field. He'll be batting leadoff. George Springer. What's up, George?
How we doing?
We're doing good, man. Are you a big chair in the clubhouse guy, or what's a routine?
No, not at all. I'm the complete opposite. I will take the stool.
Okay. Wow. I like it, man. I support that because that means you're a clubhouse guy, right? That's a title I'm sure you're proud of. That's been thrown out a lot over the past couple of weeks, is you're a veteran presence and you're going to come in and all the boys are going to love having you around the clubhouse. That's got to be, you know, pretty flattering to hear that from former teammates and people throughout the game.
Yeah, you know, I hope that that's the case, you know, but again, at the end of the day, it's my job to earn these guys' trust. It's my job to earn their respect. You know, I'm not going to come into a locker room that's already been pretty much created by the guys who are already there and say, this is how it's supposed to be done. That's no way. I'm going to come in, I'll be myself, but respect the guys who are there and respect the culture that's been created. Just maybe add a little thing, you know, here and there.
George, we were talking about the code as far as signing the big contract and maybe taking the boys out for dinner. Do you have a built-in excuse where you're like, I don't really know you guys that well, so maybe I'll pass on that? Or when you sign for the 150, is it automatic you got to take the fellas out or do something?
No, I think it's pretty much automatic, but at the same time, I'm more than willing to do it. You know, I want to get to know these guys. Unfortunately, I don't know if we're going to be able to with the pandemic and all that stuff. So maybe I can order somebody some food and we can hang out over Zoom or FaceTime or whatever it is. But I'll make sure that I get the boys some food, wherever it is.
With George Springer, well, it is. I mean, it's as unique of an experience as we're ever going to go through, what we're dealing with right now with COVID. And I'm sure you had been anticipating free agency for quite some time. You know when your contract's up, you know how good of a player you are, and you know a lot of teams are going to be kicking tires on you. But I'm sure you did it a lot of it through Zoom. You were introduced to the market this morning through Zoom. Have you enjoyed the free agent process? What has it been like in particular in 2021 when you consider what's going on in the world?
You know what? I haven't enjoyed it. I don't really know any other way. You know, I've never been through this process, so the whole Zoom thing has pretty much just become a new normal. I think for me and probably for officials and executives, it's a fun process. It's an interesting process, you know, to go through it. But you know, ultimately, at the end of the day, I'm extremely happy in the end result. I'm where I want to be and extremely happy about it.
Have you had an opportunity to talk to any of your new teammates and, you know, maybe have a conversation or two to just kind of see, get the lay of the land and talk about the city and the organization?
I've talked to a few, yeah, you know, but I also I'm kind of just attempting to extend myself, you know, say hi to guys, you know, it's my job again to let them be comfortable with me and you know to really get to know people. So I'm slowly starting that process of kind of introducing myself, you know, over the phone to some degree. I'm looking forward to kind of getting down to spring training so I can put a face, you know, on a number and just really start to enjoy it, man. You know, this is a great time. You know, I've known Kevin for a long time, just, you know, by default with his father. I've known Grichuk for a while. I obviously played with Teoscar and Fish and you know, I'm very, very familiar with Hudgy. So I've I've all had a pretty cool conversation with all of them, and it's been a fun, you know, last probably 8 days.
With George Springer, well, the comparisons between where the Jays are at today and where Houston was at, you know, back in, let's say, 2014, give or take, has been brought up quite often. And even by the GM, Ross Atkins, has used that as kind of a mirror, like what the Jays are trying to get to. And you would have been playing the role of, you know, like a Bo Bichette or a Kevin Biggio. You were a young guy drafted by the team, developed by the team, came up, made a huge impact with a bunch of younger guys. Now that you're 31 and you're kind of jumping on this train, I guess, that's moving in the right direction, do you see the similarities to where the Jays are today compared to where you guys were down in Houston 6-7 years ago?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, like I said earlier, I had the privilege to play with, you know, with Alex Bregman, with Jose Altuve, Carlos Hooray. No, those are some of the best players in the game. And when you look across the sideline, you know, when I was on the other side, it was very, very similar. And you could tell that guys like, you know, Bichette, Biggio, Guerrero, you know, all of those guys, one, that they want to win. Two, they play the game hard. And well, when you can obviously see the talent, you know, this is a very, very hard division. You know, the AL East is a grind, and to come out of that and to make the playoffs last year with such a young core, I think is fantastic. And then, you know, I guess the other side of it is I've been very blessed to go through kind of what these guys are about to go through as a team. So, you know, any way that I could help, I'm extremely happy to do so.
Well, I would suggest just keep doing what you're doing. I think that'll probably go a long way. And when you guys get back to the playoffs, keep rolling like you did back in 17, where you won the World Series MVP and you were as locked in as anyone we've seen in a long time, the biggest stage. And we had the conversation revolving around the signing about the clutch gene, where, you know, baseball is so analytically driven, so driven by the numbers, I think almost to their own peril in some ways. But I believe in the clutch gene. I know that the other two guys on this show believe in it somehow, even though you can't actually define it. It's not tangible. But do you believe in it? And if you have it, you know, why do you think it works for you? And why do you think you can step up to the plate and do what you've done in the biggest moments of your career?
Yes, I do believe in it 100%. As for regards to myself, you know, I really just try to slow the moment down, if that makes any sense. Like, I just try to breathe. I try to enjoy it. I think what when you play in these big games, you tend to try to overthink and you know, we'll put a lot of stock into, oh man, you know, this is a huge game. But the way that I kind of approach it is, you know, you've most likely already faced the guy that you're facing once or twice. You've already played this team. It's, you know, you've already played in this place. Understanding that it is the same game, you are playing the same team, and just really, really trying to slow down. You know, I believe that in the playoffs, stats don't matter. Stats don't count. You know, it's all about staying in the moment. And the beautiful thing is when a team believes that, and you know, it doesn't matter if you go 0-for-4 if you can advance a runner, or you know, just have an 8-pitch at bat to get to the next guy. Do whatever you can at the time that the game is asking you, and just really trying to enjoy it.
How would that apply to batting leadoff, where it seems like there's certain guys, a lot of guys, who I just don't think are comfortable with it? You know, seeing the first pitch and stepping up when all eyes are on you for the first moment, especially if you're on the road. But it's worked for you. You're aggressive. You know, you're a guy who hits a lot of basically leadoff home runs. Why has that worked for you? Why do you feel so comfortable leading off?
I love it. You know, I believe that if I'm hitting first, my job is somehow, some way, I got to get to first base. You know, it's my job to understand how the guys like to hit behind me. So, you know, I need to know certain situations, there's certain times, but I don't know. I love it. I think it's fun. You know, I tend to be the first guy up at the plate, but when the guy's, you know, he's all hopped up and he's ready to go, and he's throwing 100 out of the chute. but I embrace it. You know, I like being able to tell the guys, hey, this is what I saw. This is how he what you know. This is how the ball was moving. It's not always about getting a hit at your first at bat. You know, there's a lot of things that a leadoff hitter can do. You know, that will impact the rest of the lineup, and it doesn't always have to end in a hit.
With George Springer, so we're not sure where you guys are going to start the year. Could be Dunedin, might be Buffalo. At some point over the course of your deal, you'll be back in Toronto, and the house will be packed. And you played a bunch of games up here throughout your career. It's known as a hitter's park. How do you feel you're going to kind of mesh in or mix in here up at the Rogers Center, and how do you feel about playing in the Dome in general?
Well, one, I'm excited about it. You know, every game that I've ever played as a opposing player, the atmosphere has always been pretty much electric. It didn't matter if it was, you know, a Wednesday day game, a Friday night game. It didn't matter. And then kind of watching some game, you know, some playoff games from afar, you know, when the place is going, it's just going wild and it's loud and the camera's shaking because it's so loud in there. I look forward to that, you know, and I'm excited to play there as a home player, you know, whatever that is. The way that the fans are really kind of embrace the team, they're into every pitch, they're into everything. So I look forward to it, and you know, whenever that is, it is, and you know, I can't wait for that day.
Yeah, it's going to be cool to have you guys back up here, hopefully sooner rather than later. Congrats on the new deal, and welcome to Toronto, and we always appreciate you taking time for us. We'll do it again down the road. Thank you, George.
Appreciate everything, guys. Thank you.
You got it. There he is, George Springer, first time on Overdrive.
Love it. Love it, Hazy. And what you got to do, Hazy, when you ask the clutch gene question to a stud who has the clutch gene, you got to fire it out to somebody who doesn't.
I can't ask.
Just some guy, a choke artist. Who's a choke artist in pro sports right now? A guy that just will buckle under pressure. If we have him on, you got to say, do you believe in the clutch gene, and do you think you have it?
That is tough. You're right. I mean, it was, I knew what
it was.
It was
a layup. The guy's
clutch.
Layup.
It was, he's clutch. I mean, I prefaced it by saying you won the World Series MVP. I mean, that's pretty clutch. But I just want to hear what a pro athlete has to say about that. I mean, baseball, it's all about numbers and all that kind of stuff. And he seems kind of like a throwback, put me in there. I want to step up. Like, leading off, again, is a mentality that a lot of players just don't have. They're not comfortable with it. They don't want it.
And he even said, like, the playoffs, the numbers don't matter. Like, you're out there grinding away. Like, he did sound like a throwback, a guy who, you know, and I liked what he said about leading off, too. Like, even if you don't get a hit, it's if the guy's throwing gas and the way the ball's moving, you can help the rest of the lineup.
Right.
He seems like a quality, you know, team guy. That's what you want.
Well, that's what they're paying for, right? It is the biggest contract in team history. And that he's well aware of it.
Those are tough questions. Like, you got the biggest, you know, are you going to well aware of it? What if he was like, yeah, I'm going to have my contract hanging around my neck? And
wouldn't you take pride in that, though? I would take pride in that.
What do you think the marching orders for the agent was? Flat out get the most money, and I do not care where it is.
I would think that was, you know, get the most money goes without saying. I mean, I think, yes, I think that was a big factor. But there had to be more to it than that when you're putting 5 years of your career on the line here, you know.
Yeah.
If you're a winner, too, you want to take into consideration a team that can win.